This presentation is edited for time and content from the original video. The views are not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or in any way provide actual medical analysis. If you believe you may have been exposed to COVID-19 or its variants, contact a medical professional for their expert opinion as it pertains to you. For more information about COVID-19 and its variants, visit cdc.gov. This episode has been pre-recorded. Phone lines are not available.
Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission, or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high touch surfaces daily.
The risk of severe COVID-19 increases as the number of medical conditions increases in a person. COVID-19 vaccination and protective measures are important, especially if you are older or have multiple or severe medical conditions. Vaccination, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from others, and washing your hands often are important protective measures if you are older or have certain medical conditions.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them. And clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day.
For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All around the world.
Stay tuned.
We are taking over your airwaves.
In 3, 2, 1.
Controversial conservative talk show host the left hates, Romeo Hill, on The Romeo Show. Call him now at 516-666-9806, and it all starts now.
It's time to crank it up.
How's all my beautiful people? So, I'm going to kind of get straight into it. I have the virus. I know I told you guys a little bit yesterday, but this is day 2.5 that I'm quarantining. I don't know when I got it. That's the thing. My breathing's normal. It kind of hurts sometimes when I'm doing okay. It just feels weird, like when I'm doing my little TikTok videos of the kind of videos or whatever, that I'm having to walk fast and stuff, it puts a lot of weight. So I'm wondering if I might be getting, hopefully I'm not getting pneumonia, but we'll see. But I just feel like kind of, basically. People. I know, people like me. I know you people like me. I know everybody likes me today. So I'm not going to be doing any like special videos or anything like that. I'm just going to kind of but it hurts when you cough a little bit, but I'm okay, though. I'm not going to die, I don't think. I don't think I should, I would die. I mean, no, there's always a possibility, but... Yeah. Look at that. Camo is always in season. I love that. I'm trying to walk a little bit too to open my airway. Makes my airway hurt. That's the other thing. Juliet says, when I walk, my chest hurts. Yeah, I feel ya. And that's the fun part about it. This is like the common thing that we have to deal with now when you have COVID. Or expect if you're if you are exposed to COVID, this is what's going to happen to you. It's fun. Trust me. I'm enjoying it. Not. Okay, that was just bad. Gagging on my own dip. Yikes. Yeah, if you're breathing, Julia, if you have COVID and your breathing's bad, you need to tell somebody. Or you need to call 911. Because they say that that's possible, not ammonia, but that is part of signs of COVID-19. So therefore, you don't want to just wait it out. But yeah, if your breathing gets hard, like for me, I'm aspiratic, so my breathing can go from good to just really sh**. And with COVID-19, it can take me out as fast as I came in. Or as fast as it came in, it can take me out. So, you gotta really be careful with that. And I mean, like, if you do happen to notice any breathing patterns, any, just the smallest to the slightest, let somebody know or call 911. Because that would hurt. That's not going to do you any better. I know COVID, the worst case scenario would be ammonia. Where it literally hits your breathing tubes hard. But yeah, I have underlying health issues with my lungs. So my lungs weren't fully developed. So that basically means that my lungs can be compromised. Like, if you start noticing any changes in breathing patterns or slight feeling in any part of your body or whatever, just whatever of different slight changes that COVID would bring, definitely go get help. I need a pair of my undies. I gotta blow my nose. Yes, I'm using whitey tighties. Don't judge, okay, people? Don't judge me. And you know, that's the funny thing about it is that... Oh, it's not funny, actually. I shouldn't say that. But what's really... is that I might have to go in because of my cough. Because it could develop really ton bad. If it gets bad, I will have to go in. I took a little walk last night to try to see, you know, if I could get my airways to open up a little bit last night. And it worked. It worked. My airways are open. Like, I can breathe. It's just the coughing sucks. But what they... Here's the thing that, you know, I've read about it. And I don't know so much about this COVID thing. But I know, like, if you have it, you're supposed to isolate for 5 days, right? Which, it used to be 14, but now they limit it down to 5. I don't know why, but 5 is, I guess. So, now what they're saying is, quarantine for 5, test again, and then quarantine for 5 more, but still wear a mask, and then you're good. That's what they say. Because it's still underdeveloped. It can... 5 days, you're supposed to quarantine, then test again. And then... After 5 days, you're supposed to... test one more time, I think. Yeah, you're supposed to quarantine the first day for 5. Retest... quarantine for 5, and then you're supposed to be good. I don't know. Now, I don't know how this works. Yeah, it's gonna build to ammonia if you let it sit there directly. That's what I really know much about the corona. Is that it attacks airways. But it really... It's a nasty little booger. Let's just say that. It's a very, very nasty little booger. Well, death rates are high, but survival rates are there too. Just for me, I don't know what my chance and my ratio are. I'm living every day as if I'm trying to see. I just take every day by day on what happens with me. I don't know if it's getting worse, if it's getting better, if it's just the same. I don't know. I really don't know what it's doing. I wish I knew what it was doing. I mean, it could start back up again. It might be starting back up again. Because I know Corona, I think, I don't know, but I think Corona attacks twice. It doesn't just stay for a while. It hits twice. But I don't know. I could be wrong, though. But yeah, your airways what's basically being attacked right now. And that's the worst part about it. Is that once your airway gets attacked, it sucks. I don't know how bad the corona's getting for me. I mean, it's hitting hard. I can feel it hitting pretty hard on me now. Then yesterday it was good day. Today is kind of the down day for me. I'm tired. So, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not going to say I'm going to die from it. I'm just, you know, I take it day by day on what with the corona. But I think I had a mild case of it. So, the mild case really shouldn't be that bad, but, like I said, it can go from mild to severe in just a matter of instant minutes to days to seconds. So that's why you gotta be careful with it. Yeah, if you can't breathe, you need to go to the hospital. That's ammonia. That's possible ammonia starting. Or not possible, but I don't know. If it's bad, you need to go in. It will always end up being just, you know, part of something that we fought through. Yeah, for sure. Please do. I might go in, maybe see if I can get in today. Maybe. I'm going to have them monitor it, probably. But I'm not that worried. Don't flip out too badly. If yours is mild, like mine, you should be okay. It's just going to be a show. It's just going to be a show for a while. You're going to have to go through a lot. But for me, I have to really watch myself because of my underdeveloped health issues. Mine can get from severe or mild to severe in a matter of moments, and that's where mine can get worse. Yours, you have good lungs. You have good lung capacity. I don't. So the years of smoking and dipping and stuff didn't do me any better. I'm fine. I'll be fine. I think I'm just kind of flipping out today because my breathing, but I'll monitor it today throughout the day. I might sleep a little bit later here. But I think mine should be what fairly commonly known to be. I think I will be okay. I don't have a bad feeling that anything bad is going to happen. It just might get to a point where it's going to get difficult. But I will monitor myself today as I go throughout the day. But yeah, my chest feels a little compressed. So I will have to monitor it. Now, I'm not planning on doing much. Well, thank you, Julia. I appreciate that. I might try to take a bath here in a few minutes. Because I'm feeling like I need to. Like my body's just not doing too good right now. And I think that's the other thing, too, is that you got to expect a lot of different results. The results will go up and down as time goes on. So.
Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All around the world.
Stay tuned.
We are taking over your airwaves.
In three, two, one.
Controversial conservative talk show host The Left Hates, Romeo Hill, on The Romeo Show.